Okay. All right. So actually, this halacha, which hasn't come up so often in the last many years, at least for me, but it definitely came out when I was still a yeshiva. Okay. That what happens? You walk into your makom on Shabbos, and you find that your tefillin is sitting right there in the middle of the table, and you want to move it because you want to learn. So the question is, are you able to go ahead and are you able to move the tefillin or not? So look at the Shulchan Aruch. It seems like the Shulchan Aruch is definitely a machlokas. And I remember tefillin, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. So the fact that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, so that in itself, sort of sets a standard and says maybe it's muksa. So the halacha says, source number one, tefillin ain l'taltalam kiin l'tzorech. So tefillin is a klisha malachta l'isser. You only move it, okay, which by the way, which would be tzorech kofu tzorech makomo. All right, so that's kiin l'tzorech. Or we'll see how an portion explain this. And then a shofar, it's usher to move kiin l'tzorech kofu makomo. So we'll see what does it mean to fill the angle of the with Zorach. So look at source number two. Source number two is the Beis Yosef. And Beis Yosef quotes a sefer called Mikra Kodesh. Okay? Now in this sefer called Mikra Kodesh, so it says it's Asher to move Tfilin on Shabbos. Okay? And for any reason. And it brings a raya because it says a sefer daftarta. Now, what's a sefer daftarta? He says a sefer daftarta is but sefer daftarta is really a scroll, I should say, not a book. A scroll where they have daftoras of every Shabbos they read. Okay, and it's somewhat problematic because. Torah Shibachsav should be written like Torah Shibachsav, not a Fubsachim here, Fubsachim there. And the reason why it's better to move it is because you're allowed to read it. All right, so it's mashma when it comes to certain things you're not allowed to use, you should be able to move it. Okay, so fine. So therefore, the. Okay, hold on a second. Okay. Hope that's better. Okay, is that better? Okay, fine. So that's what he says. So he wants to say it's usher to move it. However, the problem is that the Gemara in Maseches Beitza says about Kesvav Medalef. They also quote Saul that you're allowed to send full on yontif someone as a present. Okay. Gemara, I always had a hard time understanding. It's a very important Gemara. So Gemara says, the reason there that it's mutter is because you're allowed to send presents on Yontif, and therefore you get hanah. But on Shabbos, where you don't send presents, the tefillin really has no purpose. It's usher to move. In other words, on Yontif, really, it should be usher to move tefillin also. But since it's being used as a present, so therefore it's not muksa. But on Shabbos, where you don't send presents, so therefore it should be... he says, therefore, it should be usher to move. And then he says, the Sof Dvarav, however, Letzorach Kufa, Letzorach Mankomo, it's mutter, okay? Because it's not worse than a Klisha Malach to Lisser. So what that would mean is that I'm allowed to move it if I need the place. All right. But let's say, for example, and anyone can chime in if they have a different thing. Let's say what happens is, you realize, oh my gosh, my tefillin is sitting in the sun. Can I move the tefillin? Okay, so I know that we care about tefillin and we want to mechavet the tefillin, and tefillin's very expensive, all right? I don't think it was so expensive back in the days of Chazal. But even let's say it was. But l'chora, if you hold the klishma b'lach to lisser, you wouldn't be allowed to move it mechamel itself. Okay, so that's that he says, so that's one shita. All right, he says. Then he quotes. Then he quotes Rav Levi Yimchaviv, very famous person, that says that quoted Mikra Kodesh, and he said that it was the mark of Bayu de Inchi that tefillin are usher to move, and some say it's muksa machmas mitzvah, which means that you can't move at all. All right? So the Mishnah says that's a mistake. It's a shibush gomer, and you definitely can move it. He says, you definitely can move it with tzorech. And then he quotes the Rush. The Rush mentions all dinei muksa, does not mention tefillin. And therefore, he wants to suggest, he says, that according to the Rush, there's tefillin is not muksa at all. Because then he would have mentioned it. And he quotes Tosfos Zechus Beitza, that a person wants tefillin on Shabbos is no iser. All right? And we say that on Shabbos, we don't paskin this way. When we say on Shabbos that Shabbos is an oast, you don't wear tefillin, it means you're not chayiv to wear tefillin. All right? But if you wear it, there's no iser. All right? He says, and therefore, Truma Sadeshin holds, is totally mutter to go at a mut tefillin. Okay? So, and that's why Machaber does not mention that tefillin is muksa. Only the Ramah mentions it, because Machaber held tefillin is not muksa at all. That's what the Machaber held, and therefore, you just want to move the muksa to a different place. You know, in the place, whatever reason, you'd be allowed to move it. It's not a problem. It might get wound there. It might fall off from there. You're allowed to move it according to the Machaber. All right? So, but the Ramah says, with tefillin ain't letaltalam, kin letzorech. He says, and then the Taz, if you look in source number 3, he says that the Beis Yosef brings the words of the Maril. The Maril says that he's matir to move tefillin, not like a certain sefer that asserted it. He says, and because it's not also the word tefillin. Okay, fine. And that's why the Machaber holds it's much of the word tefillin legamre. All right? So the Maril, the Taz asks, what I would call is a bomb kasha. It's very nice to go ahead and tell me that you don't have the word tefillin, that tefillin is not muksa because it's not also tefillin on Shabbos. But the bottom line is that we know that today we actually pass like the Zohar, that the Zohar holds its usher. And by the way, that's the reason why many Jews do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because they hold its usher. So we pass like the Zohar. So if in the days of Chazal or before the Zohar was discovered, people would go ahead and hold it out somewhere to fill in, so it's not muksa. But today, when we hold like the Zohar, then fill it should become muksa again. That's the question that the Taz asks. Okay, he asks a question according to the Mechaber that it's also to put fill in on a Chol HaMoed and Shabbos. I'm sorry, on Shabbos, it should be muksa. It doesn't make a difference that according to the Medina the Gemara, it's not usur. If we hold according to the Zohar, it's usur, so it should be a klisha malach lisur at the very least. He says, so that is the question. He says that is the question. So what's the answer? So if you go ahead, so the answer is like this. If you look at the Prima Gadim, he says, then what does it mean it's usur? So again, you see, the reason why it's usur to put tefillin on according to the Zohar on Shabbos, on Yom Tif, and on Chol HaMoed, I guess, according to the Zohar, is because when you put tefillin on, what you're saying is that there's something that Shabbos is not accomplished, there's something Yom Tif is not accomplished, something Chol HaMoed is not accomplished, and therefore you have to go ahead and you have to put tefillin, you have to put tefillin on. But he says that's only if you're doing it for Hesya, or you're doing it for a mitzvah. But if you're doing it l'shmira ba'alma, like a kamiyah, it's not usur. L'shmira ba'alma is not usur. Let's say, you know, as a person who believes, okay, it's not my cheder. He believes that if you wear tefillin, it's to help you from this segula, from this thing. So then it's definitely mutter. So in other words, so therefore what the Zohar is saying is usur. It's usur to go ahead and to wear tefillin for a mitzvah. But if you're doing it for a different reason, for shmira ba'alma, like you wear a kamiyah, then it's mutter. Therefore, once it's mutter, make your adin. It's not muksa. And that would be pshat in the Machaber. So the Machaber definitely holds that it's mutter lagamre. The Ramah, he says, the Ramah holds that it's usur. So what does Ramah say? Go to source number 1 for a second again. Source number 1. The Ramah says, still the ain't letaltum kin letzorach. Okay, fine. Tzorach, okay. Let's say the Tzorach Kufa, the Tzorach Kamo. So let's go down now to back to the Magen Avraham, source number five. So the Magen Avraham says like this. He says, "Mashma the tefillin afilu shalol l'tzorach gufo klal shar l'taltlo." Right? He says. So tefillin that even lo l'tzorach gufo klal should be mutter to move. He says. Should be mutter to move. He says. But it's not like kishvei kodesh. And tefillin therefore is mutter, and it's not kalisha l'machla iser. Right? He says now. So Magen Avraham says the same question that Taz asks. I don't understand. The Zohar holds. It's also the word tefillin. We hold like the Zohar. And the Zohar holds a song where it's tefillin on Chol HaMoed. It's Chayav Misa. It's only on Shabbos. He says, and he says, and Tosis and Shabbos holds. It's also the word tefillin on Shabbos. All right? So the question is, it's also the word tefillin on Shabbos Yontif. How can you go ahead and how can you send tefillin as a present on Yontif? Tosis says, you're allowed to send the Klisha Malachta L'Isser. As a present on Yom Tov. So the question is so in the end he wants to say, well, it could be it's and then he says, according to Mandel Amr, he says, so really, it's really not usher, okay? It's really not usher according to the Gemara. So why does we're tefillin in the house? We're afraid you might walk out wearing it. All right, fine. So the Magen Avraham says, the Magen Avraham basically finishes off as a klisha malach lisser, it's usher to move it. Fine. Okay, klisha malach lisser. So really, if you want to take the standard Ramah, it would seem according to most possible klisha malach lisser, which means, if the tefillin is a place which you want to use, it would be mutter to move it. If it's a place where you don't want to get ruined, then it would be usher to move it. But if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaShulchan is quite clear here. Aruch HaShulchan says like this, tefillin apal pishen lichem shabbos, it's not muksa mutter to move it, leis tzorach shul, even mecham l'tzel. Because it's not a lach to lisser, okay? Because why, as we mentioned in the Prima Gadim, that there's no isser to put on tefillin, if you're not doing l'shem mitzvah, all right? And therefore, he says, if someone walks out with tefillin on Shabbos, a place that an Erev, he's not chayv because it's derech malvish. All right? He says, and it's not like kishvei HaKodesh. He says, so therefore, if there's any tzorech, it's mutter to move it. And he says, and then some say that since you can't put it on because of the Zohar, it's a klisha malach to list, so it's only mutter to tzorech kufa l'tzorech koma. Right? So he says, so therefore, b'cham l'tzeh would be aser. And he says the Ubikomakom, he says, Asomech al Deir Rishon and say it's mutter legamer and mutvillin lo hifsid. He says, so because otherwise you could say it's muksa machasor and kiss. Okay, and then he goes on and says Vigil Sester is not muksa, even though you don't read it on Shabbos, it's not muksa because it's like Kishkei Kodesh. And he wants to say it's mutter, he says, those who argue, and he says, no. Near Yosel Lahatir, and he'll discuss it later on. How about Luv and Esrog of Shabbos Chol HaMoed? There he said he wants to say that's usher. Why is that usher? Because that you're very machbanan. It's sort of muksa machmas asar and kiss. And then he goes on. He speaks about the paper, which I don't necessarily need to get into now. It's not our sugya. So let's just go on to the next source and finish the last halacha today. The next source number seven. Source number seven is Nu Halachim Shulchan Aruch, and it goes like this. So he quotes the Rush, okay? He quotes the Rush, and the Rush says like this: Kasav Rush B'tshuva, that a klisha malach lisser that you want to move mecham l'tzel. You have some things the klisha malach lisser, and your phrase is going to get ruined. So he says the Rush has a shtick. Well, let's say you put a loaf of bread or a baby on this klisha malach lisser. So then when you move the klisha malach lisser, really you're moving the baby. Just like when it comes to a mace. If there's a mace in a certain place, a dead body, and you want the dead body to be moved, but you know it's also moving the dead body. So what do? You go ahead and you can put something on the dead body. Kikalechem, or a baby, and then I know it sounds very strange, and then move the dead body because you're moving the Kikar Lechem. He says, the Rush says you can put anything on a Klisha Malach Lisser, and once you go ahead and put anything on a Klisha Malach Lisser, then you can go ahead and you can move the Klisha Malach Lisser. So he says, well, how about, we saw yesterday, Meducha, where you have a thing where you go ahead and you grind something down. If there's garlic, you're allowed to move it because there's garlic in there. All right? He says, so we see that a klisha malach lisser, or something's mutter inside, you're allowed to move it. And you're allowed to put something mutter inside of it to move it. So he goes, oh, but how come the Gemara said that for a mace, a kikar lechem or a tino only helps the mace, not something else that's muksa? So he says, if you're talking about something which is mamish muksa, like wood, like stones, there were never matir to go ahead and to try to move it ayde davar acher by putting a kikar lechem on their loaf of bread, or going ahead and putting a baby on there. But he says, or an arniki, malaya maos, right? So the maos are so important, you can't go in and say, well, you know, you have the wallet there or something. So you can't go ahead and move the wallet, even though the wallet itself is not muksa, because it's buckled to the coins. If something is mamash muksa, there it won't help to go ahead and put something else on it. But if something is a kli, then you can go ahead and then you're allowed to go ahead and put something on it. Okay, so that's what he says. And that's why it's mutter once you go ahead and once you have shuman and meducha, you can move the meducha. The question is, he says, some say no. You can't be the reason why you put shuman and meducha, you can move the meducha, you can move this this pestle, this mortar, is because that's what it's made for. It's made for that. But to put something on a klish malach lisser, where the klish malach lisser is not made for that, that's very strange. That's very strange. Okay, so there we have two sheets. One sheet to hold, you can move a klish malach lisser if you go ahead and put something upon it. And one holds that you can't move it. You can't move klish malach lisser if you put something on it that's really not relevant to the klish malach lisser. Those are the two sheetahs in the Beis Yosef, and the Baal HaShlama wants to aser. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Matirin, L'taltal Klish Malach L'Isser, Akhila Mecham L'Tzah, the Kikar Shino, they're those who are matir, that if you put something on Klish Malach L'Isser, so now when you move the Klish Malach L'Isser, so like the Shin Arash, you're moving that thing, so you're allowed to move Klish Malach L'Isser. The Maishtik. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this. So when it says putting a kikar and a tinuk on the klisha malach lisser, the Mishnah Berurah points out it's not really a kikar or a tinuk. Okay, the truth is the same halacha applies. With anything. Okay, this is shita rush, but many rishonim argue on this, and they hold that the whole heter for kikar or tinuk is for a mace to help move a mace, a dead body. He says, but not by other different muksa, even though it's a kli. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'chein hichriu harbi achronim." He says that putting a something mutter on a kli shemalach to iser would not allow us to go ahead and now move the kli shemalach to iser. And then he adds on, as we said, and when do you say putting something on top of kli shemalach to iser would not allow us to go ahead and add on something to move the klisha malach lisser? That if it's something which is not relevant, it's nearly not supposed to be there, then it would be a problem. Then it's the klisha malach lisser, something upon it. Who says you can move it? By a mace, Ramatir. Says, but if it's a klisha malach lisser, you put something, klisha malach lisser, which isn't filling an intended purpose, then that's okay. And he gives the example of garlic in a pestle. He says, or you have a kli which is used for cooking, and you want to go ahead and you want to move the kli. So then you'd be allowed to go ahead and you'd be allowed to move the kli. Because of the food that's in there. So you can tell from the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah, he seems to be very, very clear that he seems to be machmer, not like the Rush, that the Hetzer of putting a kikar and a tinek only applies to a mace. That's what it seems from the Rush. However, the Shita of the Aruch HaShulchan does not go ahead and have a achroi, does not have a conclusion. But in two places, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down both Shitas, and he seems to say, you can do what you want. Okay, you know, again, that's a bad, so what does that mean? According to Aruch HaShulchan, B'Shas HaDchad, if you went ahead, Aruch HaShulchan is not on there, and if B'Shas HaDchad, you had something, and you wanted to move it, the Klishim Malach to Isser, if you put something on it, you'd be allowed to. In two places, the Aruch HaShulchan mentions it, he goes to both Shitas, he does not really come to a conclusion. So it seems to be machlokas mishbura nor chashuk, or according to Mishnah Berurah, you would not be allowed to do it. That's what it seems like. And according to the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, it was a hardship situation, you would be allowed to move it. All right, so that's the, that's Hilchos Muksa for today. So, okay, I guess I think we can leave it here. That's the end of this sugya. All right. Thank you all for joining. And I guess the next Shin Hilchos Muksa, unless there are questions, will be Mirtz Hashem on Wednesday night. All right, so everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful evening. You should all stay healthy. Very good news. They said that, I think, I'm not sure if it was just in Beit Shemesh or all of Israel, not one new person was diagnosed with corona. So it looks like we're, what was that? Oh, so they diagnosed some more. It's supposed to be diagnosed more tonight. But Mirtz Hashem, we should see the end of this soon. Everyone should stay healthy and family should stay healthy. Say good night, everybody.